Welcome to Political Coffee, your one-hour thought-provoking news and commentary as you begin your day. And now, here's your host, Jeff Kropp.
Hey, welcome everybody. We begin a new week here on Political Coffee, talking about political things that impact your life, all with an eye of giving you the encouragement, the confidence that you can persuade the persuadables, that you can be a powerful influencer for the values and the principles you believe in. Who would have thought, friends? I mean, I got up and read the news, and I was just shocked. Who would have thunk it that Kanye West, I mean, the guy's crazy like a fox. Who would have thought that that Kanye West would show up at a church event in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and saying that there was an alt at an event, a church event, Crossroads Church, and if 1,000 people gave their lives to Christ, who would have thought it? Kanye West Sunday service. This is, now there's a reason I'm saying this. This is fascinating, because just lately, Kanye West has sort of been in the news, kind of, you know, he's thanking God, right, for he's deep in debt and he got a $68 million refund. Now, if you got a $68 million refund, what does that mean? Well, it means that you either spent a lot of money, you went deep into debt to make some investments that qualified for refunds, or you paid a lot of taxes. A lot of taxes, and then you ended up getting a refund because of going deep into debt. Kanye West, of all people, he's thanking God for a $68 million refund. I would thank God for a $68 million refund, wouldn't you? So Kanye West is a popular figure, a very popular cultural figure. He's a rapper, very controversial, who supports Donald Trump. And because he's married, of course, to Kim Kardashian, you get into this whole thing about them influencing Trump. Is that a bad thing? But if he's a cultural icon, think about the message that he's sending by taking part in such a thing. Now, let's juxtapose him as being a cultural icon of some type, okay? With a couple of stories that are out there in Oregon today that have to do with Oregon political decisions in the past. One of them is a story that Oregon ranks number 2 for youth pot use. Yeah. Youth pot use. Now, wait a second. I thought that wasn't going to happen. Right? We legalize marijuana. It's just not going to happen. Medical marijuana, everybody growing it in their backyard. No, this is kind of exactly what we sort of warned you about, wasn't it? But even more importantly than that, it's a message that was sent when we legalized marijuana. That it's okay. It's okay to smoke dope. But not if you're not 21. It's not okay to drink until you're 21. It's not okay to smoke a cigarette now until you're 21. It's not okay to smoke pot until you're 21. But it is okay to go get a taxpayer-funded abortion when you're 13, 14, 15. It is okay to have a transgender surgery paid for by the taxpayers if you're 15 without your parents' permission. Yes, that is true. My point in saying all of that to you is that today's culture is influenced by what? Well, by people who are influencers. Kanye West is one of those people. So are some of the slimy politicians out there. Now, I probably shouldn't characterize people as slimy, but there just are some that have left their morals and their ethics at the door. They have. And we're seeing this on full display in Washington, D.C. right now, because the ends justify the means, don't they? Well, of course they do, if you're a leftist. I mean, look at where we're at here on this impeachment business. And all of this wraps into something of meaning today. All the things that I'm talking about here. There's a Fox News. This is the Drudge headline. Fox News poll, 49% want Trump removed. NBC News poll, 49% want Trump moved. MSN poll, 52% want Trump moved. Removed, rather. All right. Impeachment, impeachment, impeachment. First of all, is this any wonder in your mind? Look at all that has transpired in the last month with the lack of morals in terms of how all of this impeachment thing is being portrayed in the news media. Now, what I'm talking to specifically is people like Adam Schiff, who truly have lied, demonstrably has lied on a number of fronts here, okay? About this whole impeachment thing. Look at all of the stuff that they've dribbled out that has been repeated by the major news media. You see, the stuff that we see on Fox News, the stuff we hear on talk radio is not what the average person hears. You know what they hear? They watch local TV. They see a little bit of news, right? And so however that news is colored, it's the young people, again, who are influenced by people like Kanye West, that are not getting their news from Fox News. They're not even getting it from CBS, ABC, NBC. They're not even getting it from CNN or MS Nut Crazy NBC. No, they're getting it from chat rooms. They're getting it from other apps because that's where they live. They live on their phone. And I tell you that culture, where culture is headed in America today, is very worrisome. Now, I will say this, that most of these polls that just come out have not moved at all from a month ago, prior to Adam Schiff, who has apparently no morals and ethics. Because you see, in the leftist, the Marxist, the communist viewpoints, the end justifies the means. Harry Reid can go on the floor of the United States Senate, and lie about Mitt Romney not paying his taxes for 10 years, and then later admit it because it worked. The ends justified the means. Adam Schiff can lie about having the goods on Trump in the Russia collusion investigation and then be proven to be a liar about it, and the ends justify the means. He can hold secret meetings, tribunals, if you will, in the Intelligence Committee, and leak things that nobody else can, because the ends justify the means. What is the end? Well, the end is not just the removal of Donald Trump, folks. This is what we all have to understand is what's going on here. It's not just Donald Trump's removal, folks, from the presidency. It's Donald Trump's pushback against the radical leftist Marxist transformation of America into a socialist utopia. He is front and center, standing firm against that thing. And the left knows that for all the marbles, this election is for all the marbles. It is for everything that they hope to achieve in turning this country into what is impossible to achieve, and that is utopia on this earth. They cannot. It is not possible. And yet, they persist because they believe it is. Because they know that if they cannot get it passed at the ballot box, if they can't win at the ballot box. They have to do things like engage in this conspiracy, which will be exposed. It's in the process of being exposed now, against Donald Trump to remove him from office. And not only that, but it also is about the U.S. Supreme Court. It's about the federal courts. Because what they cannot win in popularity, in terms of leftist ideas with the people, they can use liberal judges who are not committed to the values and principles of our founders. They're not committed to the values and principles that you share and that you believe in this day. They will use the courts to usurp that. That's what this is all about. It's not just Trump, folks. They want you to be intimidated in every way. They want you to be discouraged in every way. That is part of the ends that justify the means. And it leads me to this story about the Antifa thug in Portland. A guy by the name, he got 6 years in prison for a brutal assault on a conservative demonstrator in June 29th. Gage Halapowski, 24, pled guilty to second degree assault with an expandable baton that left the victim with a concussion, victim Adam Kelly, 25 staples in his head. Police saw him collapse his weapon and hide it in his pants. And then he assaulted a cop. And he assaulted a guy, Adam Kelly, who was trying to help another man who had been hurt during this protest. 6 years. You see, the left, the ends justify the means, doesn't it? Radical, without regard for their actions. Now, this leads me to a bit of a piece of the sermon yesterday at church, because it is precisely that, it's 2 Timothy 3 that the pastor's been preaching on about the last days. And one of them is without regard, having no conscience in essence over the issue of abortion. But the point is no conscience. And you can have an Antifa protester who believes that going after conservatives, physically damaging them, assaulting them, damaging businesses, which they do regularly, stopping cars at intersections and damaging cars of liberal Portlanders, is okay. What's wrong with our culture that would say that is all okay? It goes back to the message that our leaders send with their policies, dear Lord, but also back to Washington, D.C. All of them. 614-585-8912-20 is the number to call. Wrap it all up.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
22 minutes past the top of the hour. Great to have you with us. Politics with your coffee, because it is important. If you believe in your rights, your human rights, to speak your mind, to sign a petition to, say, recall Kate Brown, and not be afraid that some Antifa idiot is going to show up on your door and beat you up. The culture in America is rotting in many ways. I think that that is a fair assessment, that, you know, those of us who believe in human rights your right to defend yourself, your right to speak your mind in public or in private or on social media. And I think social media is part of this rot, folks, because there is the concept that with liberty comes some responsibility, right? You should not yell fire in a crowded movie theater or shooter in this day and age because it panics people. You could, you have the right to speak, but that's not in the best interest of society. With liberty comes great responsibility. You have the liberty to show up and look, I protested Obama twice when he was in Portland. I led protests for that. And I was with Americans for Prosperity. I'm proud of that. That's my right as an American. We did it respectfully. We always did it in conversations with the Portland Police Bureau prior to that and the Secret Service. That was okay. That's the way to do that. That's the responsible way. But the Antifa folks don't believe it. I mean, it's so unbelievable that they call themselves anti-fascist and they act like fascists. They brutally intimidate. They assault other people. Now, I don't think that this guy getting 6 years in prison is going to stop the Antifa movement, not by any stretch, because again, the ends justify the means. So let me ask you this question. What would stop Antifa people from assaulting conservatives in Portland or anywhere else? I mean, Portland seems to be the epicenter of this. So what would do it? What if you had a bunch of veterans show up with guns? It's their right to open carry a weapon. And the Antifa guys start assaulting them and a couple of Antifa guys get shot in self-defense. Would that stop the Antifa people? Or is this something about, as the Breitbart story about this says, James Dellingpole, who writes for them, he says that leftists are trying to instigate a revolution by staging violent protests in the streets. He's quoted, "The conflict is going to happen in the future by bringing these brutal forms of violence, either against the state, individuals, or property, instead of inching closer and closer to the final climactic battle, it's going to make us run quicker there." Okay. How do you stop that kind of thing? You see, if this is happening in the culture because, say, Portland City Council and the Portland Mayor, Ted Wheeler, basically give stand-down orders to the Portland police, and these people aren't arrested for what they do, although this guy was, but it was clear assault. But look at all the other things that the leadership has allowed in Portland for Antifa to engage in. Look at the Multnomah County DA that went after Michael Strickland because he was assaulted, pulled a gun in self-defense, something I hope that is overturned in the Oregon Court of Appeals at some point. They went after him with a kangaroo court. It's really the only way to describe it. You see, when our leaders, whether it's Donald Trump or it's Adam Schiff, Nancy Pelosi, or whether it's Kate Brown with her sanctuary state ideas, or her incompetence in things like child neglect, foster care, or we decriminalize heroin, small bits, right? I mean, we've the story about Oregon ranking number two for youth pot use. Okay, we legalized marijuana, right? Is it any wonder that state officials are alarmed? This is another headline. You can see it if you go to OregonWatchdog.com. State officials are alarmed by child neglect cases. So what's the cause behind that? Could it relate to the other story? Oregon ranks number two for youth pot use. not just youth pot use, folks. But we've legalized it now. We've said it's okay. It's all right. You think that child neglect has anything to do with drugs and drug use? Decriminalizing stuff like heroin? Small amounts here and there? Let's not put people in jail for that. You think that could lead to child neglect cases? You know, I bet if you talk to any of the, if just talk to the cops and the child welfare people, they'll tell you that the number one reasons that children are being neglected and they have to, the state, the authorities have to intervene, it's not because of conservative values, friends. Because of things that alter your mindset, like drugs. In fact, drugs will be and always will remain the top issue. So our leaders say it's okay. They passed a law, the legislature did, to decriminalize this stuff that leads to bad social outcomes. Leaders send messages in what they do. You know that because you know it's true in your own home. You know it's true at where you work. How leadership goes is how the company goes, how's your department goes, how your family goes, how your church goes, how's your social group goes. So, do we need greater leadership? How do we change the leadership? Do we wait for people like Kanye West to show up at a church service and 1,000 people give their hearts to the Lord? Do we pray? Do we get active? Do we protest? 6:30.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
We are back. Great to have you with us. It is Politics with Your Coffee because it matters in your life and you can make a difference in the world of politics because you are the greatest influencer you will ever know. And there are people around you that are persuadable. And if you believe in your values and your principles, you'll use the political issues of the day to make rational arguments to the persuadable, persuadable arguments to the persuadable that help them figure it out. The light bulb goes, that's your goal. Not to tell them how to think, but to get them thinking so that they come to the conclusions on their own, because that is always far more powerful. So we have an interest. Here's what we're talking about. I started the show talking about who would have ever thought that Kanye West would show up at a Baton Rouge church service and 1,000 people show up to see, well over a lot of people show up, a lot more show up to see Kanye West, and 1,000 people commit their lives to Christ. This is a rapper, folks, who's married to Kim Kardashian. He's been in the news talking about how thankful to God he is that he got a $68 million tax refund. Now just think about that, right? My point in opening the show with that is that he is an influencer. He's a leader. He's a bit of a cultural icon. So are people at every level in our world, including our political leaders. The President of the United States certainly is. These stories about how all these polls, poll after poll shows that half the people want Trump impeached and removed from office. Well, it's been that way for a bit. Nothing's changed. But the leaders that are fomenting this and keeping that even at that level are people without honor and integrity, because they lie. They create these fake impeachments. What is it that, let's see here. The Breitbart, what does Breitbart call this? Shampeachment. Shampeachment. So we have leaders that, you know, Donald Trump is espousing about making America great and keeping America great, because America is great. And why? Well, he also talks about when these people attack him, they're really attacking you as supporters of not just Donald Trump, but what he stands for in making America great and keeping America great. Because what did I say in the first segment of this show? This is for all the marbles. What's happening in America today, and it's exemplified by this Breitbart story about this guy, for this Antifa protester, getting 6 years in prison for this brutal assault on a conservative protester, right? So the ends justify the means. And what our leaders say and do signals to culture and to society what's okay and what isn't. So when Ted Wheeler basically orders the cops to stand down and let the Antifa protesters do their thing, what message does that send? Now, this guy gets 6 years in prison. Do you think it's going to stop? Or will Ted Wheeler continue to send the message that it's okay for Antifa to take over the streets and the Portland police are ordered to stand down, even though they don't want to? Our governor says it's okay to protect criminal illegal aliens who are here in Oregon from ICE with sanctuary state laws. It's okay to give illegal aliens, to reward them for breaking our laws by giving them a driver's license. What message does that send? The governor and the regressive totalitarian Marxists that run the Oregon legislature say it's okay to decriminalize small amounts of drugs that lead to stories like this one out of the Bend Bulletin, where state officials are alarmed by the rise of child neglect cases. And the story says, and I quote, "A common factor in many of the neglect cases is substance abuse in families. Child welfare workers are responding to more cases where both parents are under the influence of alcohol or drugs and have neglected their children." Okay. So our leaders send a message that it's okay to go ahead and decriminalize small amounts of drugs. We the people, apparently, I voted against it, but apparently a majority, obviously, of the people of Oregon said it's okay to legalize marijuana. Is it any wonder, then, that we see the fruit of that? Again, our leaders send a message by what they do, what they say. Okay. How do we fix it? Well, remember I said this election is for all the marbles? It is. That's why the left is doing absolutely everything they can to intimidate. They're sending a message, right? This is clearly true of anybody who is working with Donald Trump, that the left is coming after you, not necessarily just the Antifa people, but the deep state. You look at all the people that have been a part of these shampeachment and these frauds and these conspiracy against Trump, the people that have been the victims of it. They're sending a message. The left is. The establishment is, and that includes some Republicans, folks. They're sending a message. Don't you dare try to drain the swamp. Don't you dare try to take away our power, our elitism. Yeah, this is supposed to be a government by the people and for the people, but the reality is that we're the smart people. We're the Harvard and the Yale graduates. We're the people from Columbia University. We're the broadcast professionals. We know better than the rest of you. The rubes out there that somehow got tricked by Donald Trump to believing that America was great, because America's never been great, right? That's what the left says. The governor of New York said that. America's never been that great. Yes, we have been. We are. Greatest nation, the greatest experiment in human liberty that has ever been anywhere. So leaders mean things. This is why they are trying to destroy Donald Trump. But I said it was deeper than it, and it is, because what they're doing is they're sending a message to you, the average person, that don't you dare try to fight against the elites, because they know what's best, and they're in power, and they're in control. See, ultimately, that's what this is about, because after Donald Trump is gone from office, he's not going to be removed. He's not going to be, he may be impeached, and I think he will be, but he's not going to be removed from office. And I believe he will win re-election. I certainly pray that he does. His legacy, when he is gone, folks, will live on in the things he's done as president. And it's not just the economy, friends, but it is about building a wall that makes a statement. Want to come to America? Come to America legally. Abide by our laws. Do it the right way, like generations of people have. And we're going to put America first all across the world. Yeah, we are going to walk away from endless wars. And we're going to stand for something. We're going to stand for the rule of law. And we're going to stand for life, liberty, pursuit of happiness. See, the left wants to radically transform. People like this Antifa protester think it's just fine to attack other people because the ends justify the means. Kate Brown thinks it's just fine to, well, ignore federal laws about immigration, about legalization of voting, because you know as well as I do, ultimately the left will, as they're trying to do in some cities controlled by the leftists in California, allow illegal aliens to vote. And that will be, mark my words, it will come to Oregon soon. It won't be long. Because they're emboldened now, aren't they? Sure they are. So how do we change it? If this is for all the marbles, if this is for the future of this nation, if we're really at one of those turning points again, like we were in the Revolutionary War, like we were in the Civil War, like we were during the 60s and the riots, over war, over culture, over racism. If we're at another turning point in this country, how do we fix it? What do you think? 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. How do we change this? How do we stand firm for what we believe? How do we save this great nation for future generations, like my grandsons, like maybe your kids, like maybe your grandkids? How do we do that? Let the music play. When we come back, I'll give you some of my thoughts about that. Do we rely on a Kanye West of all people, a cultural icon, to begin that process? Yeah, I started the show saying it's a strange thing. Back in a moment.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
10 minutes till the top of the hour. Got a great email from Rich. And if you want to send me an email, it's jeff@1220.am. Sorry about that. Had to cough there for a moment. Jeff@1220.am. I want to remind you that, you know, I use CBD. In fact, I took some CBD oil last night just before I went to bed, and I slept great. It really does help me do that, but it helps other people with other things. I've shared with you stories about that. You know, they're real. Maybe you ought to try it. Maybe you ought to give it a try. It's worth it. And it's worth it for you to talk to the folks at Vim Natural Supplements and Body Care down on South Commercial, South Salem, right next to Safeway. They have a great line of products called Canna Shield. Canna Shield is extremely high quality CBD oil products, from tinctures to creams, because it's sourced right here in Oregon. And we have one of the strongest standards that there are in CBD production. You can read about it and learn more if you go to vimsalem.com. That's vimsalem.com. That's our website. Or go visit them and ask them about Canna Shield. Ask them what are some of the stories that their listeners have shared with them about how it's been a blessing in their lives. Vim Natural Supplements and Body Care. So Rich writes me an email about Antifa. Said, Antifa, a domestic terrorist group, has been very quiet lately, ? So I noticed in the Statesman Journal that they didn't mention he was Antifa in the headline. Strange, or is the writer pro-Antifa? Also, who paid the legal fees? This guy's legal fees. Good question. A thought, if you want to stop domestic terrorism like Antifa, cities should outlaw masks at demonstrations and arrest those who violate the law. That's a good idea. He goes on to say, Kate must really be upset. Oregon is only number 2 in the nation for youth pot use. I'm sure she'll pull out all the stops to be number 1. The secret secure room in Washington, D.C. that's been talked about, that's a SCIF, folks. That's what it is. How secure is it really if those who have violated the law of the deep state tell you it's secure? Laugh out loud. Good point. He goes on to say, we're raising our grandson due to his parents are hooked on heroin and meth. Thanks, Democrats. Remember the slogan, more taxes, less jobs. Vote for Democrats. Now, that leads me to one of the ways that we can fix this, folks. One of the ways that we can stand firm for the things you believe in. Now, there's a great verse in Ephesians, right? About putting on the full armor of God and standing against the wiles of the devil. Well, I believe that. I believe that you have to do a couple of things. You got to stand firm. You got to be resolved in your spirit and your mind and your soul that there is something wonderful and unique and special about the United States of America. And that its founding has led to this nation being the greatest nation on the face of the earth. But that it is under assault. So fear of the loss of something is, I hate to say it, because I don't like fear. Because I don't, you know, fear doesn't do good things unless it drives you to a place that you need to be. And maybe that's being the greatest influencer you know, influencing others, persuading the persuadable to save this great nation. But there's another way. And Rich just mentioned it. See, there's a concept about you going straight at the enemy, right? Now, there's another verse in the Bible that says you go into the enemy's camp. from a military, strategic, and tactical, or just a competitive. Yesterday was a lot of football in the NFL, right? People scored points on offense. There was a little bit scored on defense, but most of it is offense. You have to go on offense, so we have to go on offense. And where better to go on offense to help persuading the persuadable than in Portland, in the Portland metro area, or Eugene, wherever liberalism is the order of the day. Now, how would we do that? Well, Rich said something really cool. A slogan: more taxes equals less jobs. Vote for Democrats. This is something that I've been rolling around in my mind for a long time. What if we had a series of billboards all around Portland? It was part of a social media campaign. You had some radio ads. You had billboards. You had social media ads that said things like more taxes equal less jobs. Thanks, Democrats. How about your cost of living going up again? Democrat, higher taxes and fees. I mean, you can do this across the board on all kinds of issues. My point is that you start making statements. Some of it's going to be controversial. So what? You start helping people who are driving to work, listening to the radio, looking at a billboard, watching social media. You're asking questions to get them to think, because most of them are not. They're just reacting. Get them to think about who it is that's taking their freedom, who it is that's putting in place policies that reward bad behavior, illegal aliens, or reward drug use, that are leading to negatives like more child neglect and abuse. Who is it that's raising their cost of living? Even though the economy's great and unemployment is really low and your wages are going way up, you still can't get ahead, because Democrats are raising your taxes and your fees constantly, because it's never enough. Until we start educating people with simple slogans that get them to start thinking, oh yeah, it'll be controversial and the left will push back, so what? Let's go right at these people with this kind of a program in the belly of the beast, folks, right into Portland. Kate Brown's base, the state's base for the liberal left, for the Antifa folks. What do you think about that? No doubt we will have more conversations about that, but I'm telling you, I'm tired of playing defense. I want to go on offense, because I believe in this great nation, and I believe in this state, and I believe in you. Think about all of this today. Ponder it. Pray about this state. We resolve to stand firm. And we'll be back tomorrow. I hope you will be too. Make it a great day, folks. See you then.